Hallelujah, for what he's done today already in the service. Lord, we magnify you. We thank you for your presence, Lord. When your presence is here, Lord, it's so much easier to do things, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the message in the song, Lord, the promise, Lord. I thank you for the promise. Father God, the promise, if I have a word from God, Father, I don't need the monetary provision, Father. I just need your promise. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Somebody may be struggling today, Father. In fact, I know somebody's in the fight of their life, Lord. And Father, help us right now through this message, Lord God, to give us something, Lord, that can feed us, Lord, to help us go another day, Lord, to go another week. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that the songs that have already been sang and the testimony from my sister so much confirms this message, Lord, that I'm enamored by it, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to continue. Finish what you started today. Lord, somebody needs you today, Lord. One of your children, one of your sheep, Lord God, need to know how to fight, Father. Help us today. Help our unbelief today, Lord. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen. You can be seated in God's house. Hallelujah. Well, we meet again. I wanted to give you pastor's regards yesterday and the day before. We were blessed to be able to go to Newark and kind of be involved in the revival. And let me tell you, there's some good things going on. People are getting saved. A family I know was brought back together. People are getting filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And good things are happening. Amen. And that same spirit that's over there is over here. Amen. We don't have to come up short once again because the pastor's not in the house. Amen. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost than a man any day. Amen. And he's here. Amen. I felt him. Amen. Didn't you love the song? You know, Holy Ground. Amen. In his presence. Amen. We're standing on holy ground. Amen. That's so awesome. And I sense the movement of the Spirit so strong. Sometimes I can't stand still for crying. You have to forgive me. But I'm going to tell you, that's the key, is to be on holy ground where this is not anymore just a church. Amen. Where this isn't just a building. But we're in God's house. Amen. And you can claim anything you want. Amen. You can grab anything out the Spirit. We don't have to just be second-class citizens in the Spirit. Amen. We don't have to just sit there and struggle. Amen. We don't have to just sit there and watch people be blessed. And why am I so depressed? Why am I so discouraged? Why do I have to sit here and go to bed in tears every day? We don't have to do that. Somebody say amen. 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 Why? Not because we're so good. Not because I'm such a great anything, because everybody knows I'm not. But I tell you why, there was a man named Jesus 2,000 years ago. He went to that cross, amen, and he did some legal work, amen, because I had legal problems, amen. I had problems that E.F. Hutton couldn't fix, amen. All these stock markets and these businesses that are failing, they couldn't help me anyway, so why should I get depressed, amen? My problems go deeper than finances, amen. My problems go to a condition, hallelujah, and God settled it on the cross, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, he settled it all. Amen. And today, I was meditating about what he would have me to say. And I really feel that our congregation is in the fight. Amen. I believe we've transformed ourselves. I see it in the Spirit. In the last couple months, I really see a shift. And I believe people are going forward. Amen. We don't need things, amen. We don't need fame. We're not looking at none of that stuff, amen. And that's a blessing. And now we're kicked into warfare. Ready or not, you're in a fight. Hallelujah. And there are some rules to the fight, amen. What do they call it? Rules of engagement, amen. And if you don't understand the rules of how to fight, you'll get whipped, amen. And we're going to talk about that today because it's all in the Word. Hallelujah. We're going to start in James chapter 4. Hallelujah. Kind of lay a foundation. Hallelujah. James chapter 4. Somebody say God is good. I needed to hear that. Hallelujah. James chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 7. Amen. And it says, Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And let's start right there, just laying the foundation. The Bible says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God. That submit yourself opens up a whole door. What does it mean to submit? Because you can resist all you want, but if you're not properly submitted, the resisting is in vain. Amen. What does it mean to submit yourself unto God? And we're going to talk about that today. And in the second part, there's two thoughts that I want to really entertain today. And the other one is to resist the devil. Amen. And he will flee. Somebody say willfully. Amen. I thank God. I don't know if you was ever bullied, you know, as a kid, but where I lived in Springfield, I was raised, there were some bullies around. Amen. And some people I could get out on, and some people got out on me, just keeping it real. But I'm going to tell you, there's a time when people keep coming back at you, it can get frustrating. You know, why is this guy still picking on me? Amen. I remember one time I went to get my dad, because he's big. Amen. But how do you know we can go get Daddy Jesus? Hallelujah. We got somebody bigger than that bully. Amen. You don't have to be bullied anymore. You don't have to take blows from Satan. Hallelujah. But it says, submit yourself unto God. We're going to talk about submit, because the word submit brings forth to understand the ideal of obedience. Amen. And there's so much in the Christian world about be obedient. Be obedient. Amen. And if you love God, which I know everybody in this house does, obedience will drag you off in all kind of law if you don't understand what it's saying. Amen. Obedience is always in lines with faith. Let me show you. We're going to go to Romans 1 and 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to do a lot of walking in your Bible. It's the only way I know how to do it. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, this is Paul talking. And you know, whenever he writes a letter, he opens up and lets you know who he is, by what authority he's speaking. And he says, by whom we receive grace. Thank God for grace. Hallelujah. And apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Let me tell you something. Obedience is not to works. Hallelujah. You could try all you want, say, I'm going to submit to God. I'm just going to do it. Amen. You can't do it that way. You've got to submit to God through faith. Amen. You've got to come in line with the one way. It's the same central theme in all the Bible. There's one way. The song Michelle always sang, one way, one Lord, one faith. And that's the only way. Amen. And it's through the cross. And there's another scripture we're going to couple with that, which is found in Romans chapter 6. Just tiptoe back a couple more pages, and I believe we're going to find it around 16 and 17. Yes. Hallelujah. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield your servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether to sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Amen. This is dealing with the heart. We dealt with the heart last week. Amen. If you from that heart, hallelujah, that you got cleaned up. Amen. That you said, I'm not going to be stony ground. I'm not going to be thorny ground. I'm good ground today. Amen. So now from the heart, you obey that form of doctrine. The word doctrine has become a dirty word. You know, they say, oh, you preach too much doctrine. Man, doctrine is the only thing we've got. Doctrine is Jesus' teaching. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. It's doctrine. Amen. He said that form of doctrine. Well, what is the form of doctrine? Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus Christ and him crucified. We hear from our great pastor every week, amen, how the central theme in this book is the cross, and it doesn't leave. Hallelujah. So if we obey the cross, amen, if we come in obedience to the faith, not the letter of the law, but the faith and the message that's in this letter of the law, amen, the Bible says that we're submitted. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Amen. Now you can resist the devil. Hallelujah. And if you resist the devil, what's he going to do? He's going to flee. Hallelujah. He's going to flee. Turn in your Bibles to our main text. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. And this is the famous armor. But I think there's some good things. You may hear it a little different than you've heard it in times past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to go 10 through 20. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. How many of you know strength is a big issue? Sometimes we're weak. If you're claiming that you're always on the mountaintop, I'm kind of questioning what you're saying. I know I get weak. Amen. Is anybody else, anybody can identify with me? Amen. It's not always times of strength. Amen. It's not always times of strength. And these are the times when you've got to call on that strength. Amen. Because it's not your strength. It's his strength. Hallelujah. But he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That's the key. It's not you boasting on how strong you are. Brother, the devil come at me, I'm going to tell him what I'm going to do. Amen. You can't hold that kind of thought. That's holding truth in unrighteousness. It's twisted. Amen. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord is the same as in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, for Christ, of Christ. Any of those references in the Bible is always referring to the work he did. Amen. It's always, unequivocally, categorically, if it says in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, because of Christ, it's talking about, it's implied he went to that cross. So now, by Christ or in the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's in the Lord. Be strong. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. Somebody go to Zechariah 4 and 6. Hallelujah. This is going to say clear what I'm trying to tell you. The word of God bears it out. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. If you go there, you're going to find that it says, not by might, hallelujah, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know we can't do it, but the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, hallelujah, the comforter, has been sent on this earth to give us strength. Do you need strength today? Amen. Is anybody weak today? Hallelujah. Is anybody suffering? Hallelujah. Maybe you took a blow. Maybe your loved one, hallelujah, said something very foul to you. Amen. Maybe you lost a job. Hallelujah. I know when God gave me this message that somebody is hurt. Maybe somebody wronged you when you was a child. Amen. Maybe you had some deviant things done to you, and you just ain't let go of it. Amen. I'm here to tell you there's strength at the cross. Hallelujah. That what Jesus did on Calvary is enough. When Paul sought God thrice, amen, he said, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Grace, the Holy Ghost, grace is enough. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God's grace is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand. And I began to ask the Lord, why is stand mentioned so many times in this chapter? Why is it stand? Stand, I believe I counted it one time, it's like 7 or 8 times. Stand, withstand, stand again, stand. You know what? That's speaking of our in Christ posture. That's all it's talking about. Amen. We've dissected Romans chapter 6 in this church in 7 so many times, back ways, cross ways, and it's still good to this day. Amen. That's the foundation, one of the foundations. But let me tell you something. What it reveals is that we're in Christ. And the Bible is trying to let us know that these, and we're going to get to, I'm getting ahead of myself, but these blows that Satan is throwing at you is to do one thing. Is to get your faith off of your position in Christ. That's all it is. And he's saying stand. That's talking about my in Christ position. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. They told me to go to 12 steps of AA Anonymous. But you know what? I told them when I was sent there, I said, I'm a new creature. And you know what they said? Brother, you'll get it. Just keep coming back. I'm like, man, I'm a new creature. Amen. But these things are designed to get you off of your stance in Christ. Stand. Hallelujah. Take your stance. I am. Hallelujah. Are you tired of being robbed today? Are you tired of having joy in church, but we leave out of here and something hits us? I know we love God. I know it hits me. Amen. But I'm not going to do that. Amen. When God began to show this is it, brothers and sisters. This is it. I'm going to stand in his might. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But it says, put on the whole armor of God. And there's some things implied here. You can't do partially the armor of God. And that's another thing that happens, amen? Because he mentions it twice. It's coming back up in a couple verses down. But the whole armor of God, that's telling us that you can just take the feet and the sword but miss the helmet, amen? Or you could take the helmet and the sword and miss the feet and the belt, hallelujah? But he's saying take the whole armor of God, hallelujah? Let's take it all. Why? Because the armor of God is no more than Jesus Christ himself. It's the word of God. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. That is the armor of God. Amen. And we're going to develop that as we go. But he said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know what wiles means in the Greek? It means schemes and plans. We know that there's another idea mentioned here too. We got to quit thinking that is some other type of warfare going on. You know, it's white people can think it's the black man. Black people could think it's the white man. You know, the Republicans think it's the Democrats. The Democrats think it's the Republicans. Let me tell you something. It's wiles of Satan. Amen? Amen. Sometimes a younger sibling will think it's the older sibling. Sometimes the middle sibling thinks they're both against them. It's wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. It's not your neighbor. Amen. It's not people talking about you in this church. It's wiles of the enemy, hallelujah. And even if the person was used, amen, this is going to help somebody. It's helping me already, amen. Because even if my brother Paul offends me, let me tell you something. If I hold that against Paul, I'm holding myself in bondage now. Because I'm commanded to forgive this man. But if I get this attitude that Paul's trying to give us, guess what's going to happen? I'm not holding Paul in contempt because there's a Satan trying to make him do something to me. Satan, I bind you. Amen? And we got to get to thinking like we're in a warfare, saints of God. This is the last of the last days. Me and Brother Carlos was talking about this. This is it, man. It's wrapping up. And if we don't get a fighting posture, we're going to get picked off. We're going to get picked off, but I thank the Lord, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost is in this place, hallelujah, and he's in some lives, hallelujah, and he's showing us, amen, that we ain't got to take this stuff from him. Hallelujah. 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 And he says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's who it's coming from. That's who it's coming from. It's Satan. Hallelujah. It's Satan. So you might as well let it go. Hallelujah. For we wrestle. Stop right there. For we wrestle. If you don't want to fight, you're in the wrong belief system. Amen. This is a fight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you when it started. We can turn, but I'm going to save us from turning because I believe we all know the passage. We can go to Genesis when he said, your seed woman will bruise the head of the serpent and his head will bruise the heel. That bruising. You ever wonder why I said bruise? Because there's a fight. He didn't say he won, but he said there's going to be a bruise. What's the bruise? Hallelujah. That bruise is this same thing Paul picked up on. I don't know if he read that verse, but Paul got the revelation of it, and he said, for we wrestle. We are in a fight. Amen. We're in a fight of faith. Hallelujah. And it says, for we wrestle, but it's not against flesh and blood. Amen. I'm going to say that again. It's not against flesh and blood. Don't let the Republican Party make you think the Democrats are the enemy. Amen. Don't let the Democratic Party tell you that the Republicans are the enemy. Man, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. I've been saying it for the longest time, taking a side road there. I've been saying for the longest time it's going to get worse. Amen. I'm going to tell you something about this Republican and Democrat thing. The Bible says the government is on his shoulders, Jesus Christ. And that's when we're going to get this thing fixed. Obama and all that he's trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'd love to see a man of color up there. It'd feel good. But you know what? He couldn't fix it anyway. Not to mention some of his stuff is crappy. But you know what? I would like to see Palin there. She's a woman of God. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? She can't fix this thing. You know why? Because the problem is greed. See, sin's the problem. Is it greed that people bought houses they didn't need? Yes. Is it greed that they were setting that stuff out there when they shouldn't have? Yes. Is it greed that the guy on this last foundation that crumbled made $300 million in 3 years? Yes. Does the Bible say the love of money is the root of all evil? Yes. So can we legislate a heart condition? No. The problem is the wiles of Satan, amen? And he'll take a schism and a problem and have us fighting each other about this thing. Man, it's their fault. It's Satan. Amen. Satan has launched an attack on this earth designed to get the body of Christ to fall. Because if we start crumbling financially, then this church won't exist. Amen. People that preach the cross won't exist. Brother Swagger's ministry down there will suffer. And other ministries that are preaching the true, sincere gospel. Amen. But I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against us shall crumble. Hallelujah. And it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Turn to 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Hallelujah. Is this all right, church? Amen. I love you guys so much, and I just want you guys to be blessed. Yeah, there we go. 6 and 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto also you are called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. All these hierarchies of Satan, spiritual wickedness in high and heavenly places, amen, the rulers of the darkness of this world are all designed to do one thing, get your faith to diminish from the cross. And if it's not fully from the cross, you'll, instead of taking every part of your armor, you'll relinquish two of them, three of them, have a twisted sense of truth, amen. That's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. He'll let you think you're saved, if that's what it takes. But these things are designed to do one thing, attack our faith. I want to go, if you don't mind, turn the pages with me. Go to Romans 7. Hallelujah. Go to Romans 7. And one verse is verse 5. Because here's how it works. Here's his scheme. Remember, Paul said, I would not have you ignorant about his devices. See, it's all been revealed. Ain't no mystery no more. But it says in verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the motions which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. And in the Greek, what that's talking about is perpetual falling. How many of you know in the spirit, the spirit realm and darkness and spiritual side are like inverse opposites? Amen. We grow from glory to glory. We go from faith to faith. Next year, I should be a little stronger than I was last year. Tomorrow, I should have a little bit more joy than I did yesterday. Amen. But how many of you know on the other side, it's the same way? Amen. When you fall, amen, there is a fall. The wages of sin is still death. And when these principalities, spiritual wickedness, and rulers of the darkness of this world hit us, it's designed to do one thing. Take us into the realm of death. Amen. It's kind of like, remember the Freddy Krueger movie? When you got into his realm, he won. Amen. But when you get out of that dream, we win. Amen. Well, Jesus Christ is the realm of the spirit. Amen. But if we fall prey to the spiritual wickedness in high places of the principalities, it's designed to do one thing, make us fall from faith. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to verse 13, hallelujah, in Ephesians 6. And it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Here he's telling us again, there's something about taking this whole gospel. Amen. You got to take the whole gospel, not just what feels good. See, when this message of the gospel was preached to at least Pentecostal realms that I come out of, I could go talk. I've talked to some of my old pastors, a Baptist pastor in Columbus, and I really didn't want to share the cross, but somebody that attends there was like, tell him about the cross, Mahar. I'm thinking, no. But they put me on Front Street, and I had to say. So I began to talk to him about the cross. Oh, yeah, we preach the cross too. Amen. But I know he doesn't, because the very next week they were preaching 40 Days of Purpose. Amen. You got to take this whole cross. Amen. You can't just take what applies to one part of your life. How many of you know the Bible says that there's no other way but Jesus Christ? I can't take it for this, but not for that. Hallelujah. I can't say I'm on the cross just for salvation, but I don't use it for my sanctification. Amen. He's the only sanctifier, and the sanctifier is in the house. Hallelujah. And his name is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And it says in the second part of 13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. What's the evil day? I'm going to tell you what the evil day is. It's that day when you're crying at night. It's that day when somebody hurts you. Amen. It's that day when your back's up against the wall. And you ain't got time to put a Pastor Greg tape in. Amen. You ain't got time to turn to the television program. Amen. The Bible says you can withstand in the evil day. What's your evil day? Amen. And I know it is an evil day by the Spirit. I know it. Hallelujah. We all find evil days. But the Bible says if I take the whole armor of God, if I take this message of the cross, hallelujah, and I take this Jesus Christ and him crucified and apply it to my life, I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. And it says, and having done all to stand, verse 14 say, stand, hallelujah. He wants us to have a posture in Christ. Something about this, we sit down in Christ. Well, I got it now, I'm just going to sit on back. He tells us to stand, hallelujah. Stand in Christ. You don't have to lose your foothold, amen. You don't have to go home and lose your joy. Hallelujah, stand, hallelujah. Somebody say stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I love that. You know what that's speaking of? Posterity. Amen. Talking about progeneration. You know one thing? That's also speaking to the church at large. Because if Satan could stop us from producing other people that teach and preach the cross, guess what he won? He tried to do it in Galatians in the early church. He tried to bring false doctrine. But he wants you to know that if you girt your loins, amen, that which I'm going to produce in another person is going to be the same thing that was brought into me. That's why he said if any man preaches another gospel, you call him accursed, amen. If anybody comes with another Christ and another message, you stop it. Why? Because it messes up the offspring, amen. And he's saying your girt's loins with truth, hallelujah, and having the breastplate of righteousness. That's where your heart is. Amen. We've been dealing with hearts. Amen. God wants purity in the heart. Amen. And that's something, if I apply the cross to my heart, woo, not just my understanding of what I'm going to teach and preach, but now I apply it to my heart. Oh, God, fix me. Oh, God, take this brokenness, Lord. Oh, God, help me because I'm falling. He says you're going to be able to stand in the evil day. It's a promise. Hallelujah. Keep going. Well, let's go to Philippians 3 and 9. Hallelujah. Philippians 3 and 9. Is this making sense, church? Amen. Philippians. Chapter 3, verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. That's what we just read in Romans. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. What is he saying? You can't get away from faith. You can't get away from faith. The righteousness of God is by what? Somebody say faith. Amen. The righteousness of God is by faith. Your evil day victory is through faith. Hallelujah. And he says, let's go to verse 15, back to Ephesians. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. There's another passage in Romans that says, blessed are the feet of them that preach. It got something about your feet, amen. Something about that which carries us to other people, amen. Something about the feet, hallelujah. And he says, the gospel of peace. That's talking about stand on gospel, amen. Some of us were lost our stance from trials and tribulation. We was founded on Jesus Christ crucified, but something hit us and we said, you know, I lost my foothold. He's telling us to get back. Hallelujah. Get back on the gospel. Hallelujah. Stand on one thing. I know it looked good to turn to some self-help, to turn to works, to turn to some type of try harder message, but he's telling you, go back to the gospel of peace. Stand. Hallelujah. As much as it seems like this is the way to go, it's not. Hallelujah. Stand on the gospel. Hallelujah. In verse 16, well, before I go there, I'm going to read Romans 8 and 1. I'll go there for you. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, your walk, hallelujah, your walk has to be after the Spirit. What's after the Spirit? Faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can't shake this. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 16, above all, how many of you know if he says above all, this may be one of the most important pieces to the puzzle. Hallelujah. Above all, take the shield of faith. Back to faith. Amen. If your faith goes down, you go down. I want to talk a little bit about that. I've looked at that in the past. Roman soldiers had a breast. It ain't like we see on the cartoons where they had this little round 16-inch pizza they put in front. Notice I use food, but the shield that these Roman soldiers was as big as a door. Amen. You could get your whole body behind it. How many of you know you can hide behind your faith in the cross? Hallelujah. How many of you know you can hide behind this message of the gospel of peace? I can hide. I remember when I was doing time, I was in a secular program, and they told me I was using God as a crutch. You know, that don't even sound right. It is my crutch. Amen. I am hiding behind Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the best thing to hide behind. It's the only thing that'll hide this condition that's in me. My condition's so bad, I need to hide behind something. Hallelujah. You go on and use God as a crutch. Amen. You go on and use this cross as a crutch. People may not understand it. You know what? I'm going to hide behind it anyway. The cross. They come to you with something foul, say, my Bible says Jesus Christ died for me, and that's not where it's going to be. They say, oh, you always talk that. Yes, the cross. Hallelujah. You hide behind it, saint. Hallelujah. You hide behind it. Why? Because the darts won't get through. The darts won't get through. The darts won't get through your faith. Hallelujah. And he said, above all, take that shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How many of you know it is fiery when you're up against the attack of Satan? Oh, it's fiery. It's easy to talk like this when you ain't in the middle of something. But when it's coming, we need to be compassionate toward people. Why? Because these things are hot. I don't know if anybody's ever been shot before, but I've heard it's fiery. I heard it burns going in. Amen. And that's how it hurts. And you want relief so bad. You want relief so bad. Oh, I just got hit. Sometimes it's blows to the heart. Sometimes it's blows that are so detrimental that they just make you want to collapse and say, I quit. I'm here to tell you, if you hide behind your faith in Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary, there's victory waiting for you. Amen. It works. Hallelujah. It works. Hallelujah. And he said, the fiery darts of the wicked one. I'm going to go to 1 John 5 and 4. You can turn with me if you want. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 4 says this. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is our victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where's our victory? In this cross. Hallelujah. How much do you believe what he said? Hallelujah. Do you really believe? Hallelujah. I know we do. Hallelujah. And it's your faith. Hallelujah. And it says, 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. First of all, if you're not saved today, it don't even work. Amen. You got to have salvation on your side. And what's this helmet talking about? Your mind. Amen. The Bible talks about have the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Amen. It talks about the renewing of them. I'm not going to turn there because I feel like I've got us dancing through this Bible a little bit too much. But it says in Romans, amen, that the renewing, the washing and the renewing of the mind. What is it, the renewing of the mind, in context to? All that we read in Romans 6, 7, and 8. By the time you get to there, it's talking about everything Paul laid down. If you wash your mind to believe grace and faith versus what's coming at me. We had just a quick story. Me and my wife had got attacked very harshly by some people that said some of the most vilest things. I mean, nasty, foul, that would make any man want to, first of all, especially the way I was, just want to rip your throat out. And I would have did it. In fact, most people, my brother, number one, was like, Mahari, I can't believe you're not. But you know what? I can say, and I'm boasting in the Lord, because I still don't even get it. Because I'm like, wow, I don't want to hurt this guy. And the thing is, that dart was coming to get me to go to this man's front door, ring the doorbell, and say what? And you know what happens there. But thank God, hallelujah, something inside said, no, I'm keeping my favorite card. This is a glitch. This is meant to make me fall. Amen. I'm standing right now, and it feels good to stand. Amen. I was up and down for so many years. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Amen. I'm not going down. I'm a stand. Amen. Stand, church. Stand. Hallelujah. You don't have to go down. Hallelujah. Stand. Make the decision. Hallelujah. And it's in Christ, and it's in faith. Hallelujah. And it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Sis, I loved your testimony about the Word. Amen. I want to say something about using the Word of God. Word of faith messages has really destroyed what that's really talking about. Jesus defeated Satan, and he quoted Scripture. But you got to believe what you're saying. The faith comes first. And the speaking is automatic. Hallelujah. If we turn to 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, I'll show you. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. It's back just a couple pages. And it says, for whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Nope, that's not it. I'm in the wrong chapter, but that sounds real good too. 4 and 13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Believing precludes the speaking. Amen. And that's what makes it so foul to just blab it and grab it. Amen. I'm going to just say, no, you better go study. You better go read. You better go hear. And you better believe something. Amen. We got to believe what this word is saying. If this word tells us we're free, we're free. I'm here to tell you you're free today. Amen. Are you tired today? Have you been hit by a fiery dart? Hallelujah. And I'm going to read 18 through 20 a little faster. And it says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit and watching thereunto. And praying always doesn't mean you go to the bathroom and pray, which nothing's wrong with that. Sometimes the best prayers are in the bathroom. It doesn't mean that you're in the middle of church praying, but please pray if I ever preach, please. And it doesn't necessarily mean you pray when you're going to sleep, because how can you sleep and pray? Amen. Well, what I believe it's talking about is never stop the practice of praying. This is talking about spiritual discipline here. Sometimes we got to discipline ourselves to do things. Sometimes it's a matter of discipline. Pray always. It's not necessarily, Lord help me to say this right, it's not always the fruit of the Spirit in this case. It's you discipline yourself to do, but the Spirit of God will honor it, and he will help you. I hope I'm saying that right. Because sometimes you may not want to pray, but you need to pray. Amen. Sometimes we don't want to read, but we need to read. And it's just discipline. It's spiritual discipline. Hallelujah. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance with and supplication for all saints. That's that fervent earnesty. Amen. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. See, Paul knew that these fiery attacks was trying to do what? Stop him from preaching the gospel. Do you know they don't want you to preach? Michelle, Satan does not want you to get up here and encourage me like you've been doing. He wants to attack you left and right. Amen. And he wants to attack us. Hallelujah. Why? Because he don't want us to open our mouth boldly. That's the fiery dart. It ain't a man. Paul never once said, darn that guy for messing with me. He said, oh, no, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And I didn't have anything fancy for us, saints, but it's the simple message. If you could come. It's the simple message of faith and grace toward God and from God. Hallelujah. And I knew when God began to speak this message to me that there's people in here that have been hit by fiery darts. Amen. And you may be on the upcycle of your walk, of your emotions, of your joy. But if we hold on to our armor, hallelujah, and we hold on to our footing, we don't have to have a downward. Hallelujah. And I'm going to speak to a second person. You may be on the downward side. I didn't say you don't go up and down because you may be down today, but you've had joy maybe just 2-3 weeks ago. But maybe you're on the downward cycle. I'm here to tell you, you can get right back up. Amen. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay defeated. You don't have to stay wounded. Fight. Hallelujah. Fight. And how do we fight? We believe. Hold on to what his word said. Trust God. Hallelujah. Hold on to the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen. This word is true, and it's written in blood. We've got to first believe that. And I would like everybody to stand and bow your head. Hallelujah. Father, right now, I just thank you, Lord, for speaking to me, Lord. And I thank you for speaking to these beautiful people, Lord. And Father, I know you always confirm your word with signs that follow. And Lord, touch the here right now. Let conviction begin to move, Lord. Holy Spirit, you can do what man can never do. I can't concoct a message good enough to show what we are and what we're not. But your word does it clearly. And Father, begin to move. And right now, the Holy Spirit is touching hearts. You feel his presence even on you in your seat. And that's because he catered something directly to you. He loves you so much. He doesn't want you up and down. He knows you're in a fight, number one. And there's joy in that, knowing that wherever you're at, whether you're up or down, Jesus knows where you're at. He knows where you're at. God knows where. He never turned his eyes on you. He always knew you. It was hurting. He cried when you cried. But he wants to let you know this. Faith is your way out. Even your faith. The word is not even in thy mouth. Hallelujah. Believe it and speak it. And I want by a show of hands with every head bowed, if anything in this message pertains to you and you would like the Holy Spirit to continue this work, just slip your hand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And with everybody come down, hallelujah, come down to the front. And there's several hands. And I want us to keep an attitude of prayer. Let's pray our family through. This is now a delivery station. And Paul, help me as we go. This is the delivery room. Hallelujah. This is the delivery room. And those that had your hands up, I ask you to be bold and just keep it slipped up as we begin to pray. Church, let's pray through. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank the Lord for faith. Hallelujah. Let's thank him for the ups and the downs. Hallelujah. Paul, would you pray for my brother? Hallelujah. Yeah, right here. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's the sister? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you come down? Thank you, Lord. Paula, would you pray with my sister? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray, saints. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Spirit and you have the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Begin to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He's just given us strength. That's all. He's given us standing power. Hallelujah. Sometimes we hate standing and kneeling, standing and kneeling. Hallelujah. We don't have to kneel, you guys. He wants us to stand. He's birthing, hallelujah, postures in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's birthing postures in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We don't have to be spiritually beat up. Hallelujah. Second class in the Spirit. Nah, God said not so. Hallelujah. He said to be a man of stature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord. Not our strength, but His strength. Hallelujah. Not our strength, but His strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister, would you come forward? Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the strength, Lord. The strength to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the strength to overcome. Hallelujah. Father, as she knows, Lord, that you're tugging on her. Father, right now, say this after me. Say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I sense your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all, let's continue to pray. There's people being birthed right now. Hallelujah. And they need our faith. Hallelujah. They need our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you desire any prayer, hallelujah, you can lift your hand right now. The Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Spirit doesn't have to call you out. Hallelujah. You can call yourself out. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Did I miss anybody? I don't want the Holy Spirit. I'm a failed vessel, and I could miss you. And I ask your help today, church. If you desire any prayer, please say something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We've got one more giving birth, y'all. Let's just begin to just hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we don't have strength, but your strength is so much better than ours. Hallelujah. Your might, the power of your might. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all press through with her. Hallelujah. Just keep an attitude of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Brent, would you come forward, Brent? I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 His presence is here, you guys. Hallelujah. People pay big money to get this. Amen. People pay thousands of dollars to psychiatrists and psychologists to be able to open up what's really going on. And here we get it free. Oh, my God, we ought to not take this lightly. Thank you, Lord. He's such a loving God. He's seen your pain. He's seen us every time we were down. He's seen us every time we cried, whether we were lonely, broke, afflicted, hurt, despised by friends. He was there. And he was there, and some of us made wrong turns as a result of it, and he forgave us. He forgave us because his blood is so good. We serve a loving God today. And, Lord, we owe you all that we are, Lord. Hallelujah. We owe you it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a couple more back there. Hallelujah. 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 What's the song we can sing, Michelle? Hallelujah. Something easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to pray, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Oh, your presence is so mighty today. Hallelujah. You're so amazing, Lord. You're so beautiful, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll sing this song as a church and we'll dismiss. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Now, I don't sing. You gave. Come on, y'all. All these singers in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for this love, yes. Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. Sin and shame, love you gave. Sing it with me. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with nails and crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up.
If he did something for you, just thank him. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, we just thank you right now for this congregation. Lord, I thank you for the word. And thank you for the ministry of the Spirit. Father, help us to remember. Help us through the week. Give us the best week we ever had, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Hallelujah.